9. Colleges, consumer products, or investments. There are few more sobering online activities than entering data into college tuition calculators, or gasping as the web spits back a six-figure sum. But economists say families about to go into debt to fund 4 years of partying, as well as studying, can console themselves with the knowledge that college is an investment that, unlike many bank stocks, should yield huge dividends. A 2008 study by two Harvard economists notes that the labor market premium to skill, or the amount college graduates earn that's greater than what high school graduates earn, decreased for much of the 20th century, but has come back with a vengeance since the 1980s. There's no question that going to college is a smart economic choice, but a look at the strange variations in tuition reveals that the choice about which college to attend doesn't come down merely to dollars and cents. Does going to Columbia University yield a 40% greater return than attending the University of Colorado at Boulder as an out-of-state student? Probably not. Does being an out-of-state student at the University of Colorado at Boulder yield twice the amount of income as being an in-state student there? Not likely. No, in this consumerist age, most buyers aren't evaluating college as an investment, but rather as a consumer product, like a car or clothes or a house. And with such purchases, price is only one of the many crucial factors to consider. So which is it? Is college an investment product like a stock, or a consumer product like a car? In keeping with the automotive world's hottest consumer trend, maybe it's best to characterize it as a hybrid. An expensive consumer product that over time will pay rich dividends.